Showbiz Atlanta. I'm your host, Dana Barrett, and it is Wednesday, March 28th, 3:30 p.m., and hopefully I have Katrina Diamond on the phone. Katrina, are you there? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I love when everything works. That's great. Sometimes with phone calls, you never know. You hang up on somebody or whatever. But no, today everything is working. So on the other end of the phone with me today, I have Katrina Diamond from ProductionHub.com. So welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So on Showbiz Atlanta, we kind of focus on all sorts of stuff going on behind the scenes in the show business world, especially here in Atlanta. But you guys, Production Hub, you've been around for a while and not just in Atlanta, right?
Yes, we actually started 12 years ago. Our founder and president, John Picorni, he actually started Production Hub when he owned his own company, his own production company. He was kind of sick and tired of the production guides being printed, and by the time he would need someone on the road or shooting on location, usually those guides were outdated or just old or wrong. So that's actually how Production Hub started.
So, okay, you said 12 years and started where again?
He's from Orlando.
Okay.
But obviously, you know, websites
are everywhere.
Our website, yeah, we basically were a website that connects, you know, production professionals, services, and equipment. So we get people in the business hired, hopefully, and we get, you know, equipment rented. So we're actually a global website, but I would say most of the work is in the United States. And Atlanta, Georgia, is actually one of the top, it's either top 5 or top 10, one of our most popular locations that people need production services.
Right. So, of course, the obvious other markets are like Los Angeles and New York and things like that. So here in Atlanta, have you guys been active for a long time since the beginning? Is it more recent that you've been active here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the last few years has really gotten more steady, where we've seen a lot more increase in people looking for people in Atlanta, as well as more profiles coming from Atlanta. We have a few of our favorite, if you don't mind me name dropping for a second,
Do it. Our
favorite people in Atlanta. We have, I don't know if you know, Richard Campbell. He's a TV shooter. He just did the Dateline NBC on the Dunwoody Prep Daycare Murder and
okay.
election stuff with NBC. Bridezilla's, he just got married last weekend. He's one of our favorite TV shooters. And then, you know, Cruise Atlanta, The Big House, they've been actually with us for more than 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Almost from the beginning. And they've done anything from, I guess, let's see, they followed Michael Schur, the largest online news network in the world. They did stuff for him,
right.
stuff for moving brands.
Right. So I guess we should back up and be like a little clear for people. So Production Hub, if you haven't already, well, first of all, everybody that's listening should be going to productionhub.com right now to check it out. But not that I'm a paid, you know, sponsored broadcast or anything, but I'm just saying you should check it out so you know what we're talking about. But you guys are a resource for what? Explain exactly what's on the website when people go there.
Sure, no problem. We are basically one of the largest resources for people in the industry, but actually anybody who needs, you know, a production company, service, person, professional,
right.
or piece of equipment, basically. So people, you know, I think we have more than like 300,000 people going to our site each month to search and find, you know, a shooter or an editor or a makeup artist.
Right.
Obviously, we've been a part of the showbiz industry since we started. That's mostly, you know, the motion picture and television broadcast was the main markets that we served. But the last few years, we've noticed that a lot of the big ad agencies, when they're shooting commercials on location, have been using us as well to find production services to finish their projects.
Well, like you're saying, I mean, nowadays I can imagine that it's not just even advertising agencies, because there's so much in terms of marketing and PR now that is video. So I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, that's actually one great point is even from a business standpoint right now, if you go to any, you know, any of the like Chamber of Commerce's or any of these programs now, they're always shoving it down people's throats that you the importance of online video. It's not really a secret anymore. And making sure you have, whether it's a little animation or a how-to video or just a nice video explaining what you do on your website.
Right.
People's attention spans are somewhat shorter now.
Right.
So it's really opened up the door for more people to get hired, you know, as opposed to the traditional, you know, TV broadcaster, motion picture shoots. There's a whole new world of possible clients.
Right. And that's the kind of thing that we love to showcase on this show because, you know, people who are interested in sort of being in this line of work. I mean, yes, one of the most wonderful things about Atlanta right now is that there is a lot of, you know, big name film and television production going on here. But there's also a lot of smaller things going on where you can get your feet wet and be in the business, like you said, either behind the scenes, you know, running equipment, being a shooter, whatever, or being an actor, being in front of the camera, being a host, whatever. It doesn't always have to be the big shows. There's tons of small projects going on.
Absolutely.
So do you find that people already sort of know about you in the Atlanta market? Are they finding you by web searches? Are they finding you by word of mouth? Like what, how are people finding out about you?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I sort of took it for granted, just kind of assumed a lot of people knew about us because, you know, we do come up high if you're looking for somebody in Atlanta,
right.
If you Google. But one of our event partners, I partner with Get Connected Atlanta, which
right.
I'm sure you guys have heard of. It's a great, great group.
Yeah, we've actually had them on the show. Yeah, we had them on the show.
Yeah, okay. They're wonderful. Autumn's great. So we actually had the opportunity to have a booth there in January. So that was my first time physically going. Me and another colleague, we went and we got to interact with the industry. And I think there was probably 600-800 people there. And I was actually very surprised that a lot of them, I don't know if it was people newer to the industry or just from different kind of outskirt areas, like talent, that stuff that's more new to our site.
Right.
But I had the privilege to meet a whole bunch of people that had never heard of us. So I definitely think, we have a lot of work to do in Atlanta still of making sure people know, because while we are getting a ton of job opportunities there, I probably need to do a better job, which is why I'm here, making
That's right.
sure that people in the industry know to check out our site and make sure that they're looking at all the jobs and seeing if there's anything that they could help with.
So I think that's a good point. So the clients, the producers, the people that are looking for the talent or the employees, employees is the wrong word, but the contract labor or whatever it is, they already know about you, but sometimes it's the actual contract labor and the talent that doesn't know. Is that a fair
right.
assessment?
Okay. And I'm sure, you know, like I said, there's, of course, a few exceptions of, certain people know about us.
Sure.
But obviously, there's definitely room to grow.
Right.
In the Atlanta area.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think I noticed the other day I Googled something, or I forget why, but somehow I was on Google and I don't remember what I was Googling, but one of the first things that came up was a listing on Production Hub. So I was like, oh, I know them. I'm going to be interviewing them next week. but I think probably there are a lot of people finding it that way. But I think one of the things that happens with talent here, certainly I don't know about all of the different lines of work, but people sort of get used to what they know, you know, and even if sometimes when there's a new resource, they don't incorporate it right away into their kind of daily world.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's what you need to do. You sort of need to become a habit for people, right?
Right. And, you know, some people have, you know, a never-ending change of, because, you know, obviously word of mouth recommendations, that's always going to be, that will always be the number one way you get clients. And some people really are just completely busy with that. And that's great. Our website, we hope, is just another way, you know, just to have your pipeline, make sure you're always out there and people are finding you. So maybe even if you're busy right now, maybe it's someone that would potentially hire you when you have free time. So
right.
That's always important.
This business is so freelance oriented that there's always people looking for work. That's just part of the nature of the business, I think. Like you said, I mean, even if you're in the middle of a project, even if it's a long project, that's going to end because that's sort of the nature of the beast,
right.
I think. Yeah. So did you mention that the talent portion was sort of new? Did I hear you say that?
Yes, we actually just opened that up last year.
Okay.
We added, I think, about a dozen categories. We had just so many people trying to put up their headshots and put up their talent reels that we finally were like, why not?
Yeah, we'll just
open
add
it up
this.
And see what happens.
Yeah. And how has it been working?
So It's actually really well. It's something that we truly do not promote at all. It just kind of grew really quickly there. And I know people, I know that talent, it's especially if you guys are looking, if you need like a casting director or you're trying to cast your production,
sure.
I know that a ton of talent is coming on our site because, you know, talent agencies, people looking for agencies are also one of the top search things on our site. So
interesting.
There's definitely a lot of talent there all of a sudden. So
all of a sudden, right. Well, I think people are always looking for other avenues, certainly to get their feet wet. So with the other types of the non-talent side of the core business, I guess we'll call it,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the most popular things that people are looking for?
Sure. I would definitely say camera operators and video production companies are the meat and potatoes.
That's okay.
Probably what everything kind of revolves around. But we have more than 300 categories, and we're incredibly detailed. So a video production company, I think we have like 10 to 12 different types of those. Are you HD? Are you, you know, underwater? Are you, you
right.
know, there's a ton of different categories within categories. Let me see here. So broadcast TV, video production, post-production, huge.
Okay.
Of course, in the digital media realm, there's so many spin-off categories for that as well. But we found, obviously, with the convergence of film and motion pictures and digital media, there has been a ton of people looking for that kind of work, and then a ton of people adding their, you know, profiles in post-production.
Right, right. So obviously, when this whole business started 12 years ago, the technology was there. Obviously, the internet was there, thanks to Al Gore. Mm-hmm. But, ha ha ha. But, sorry, I always have to go there. I don't know why. But, but obviously, we've gotten more and more technical as the years have gone on, and with the mobile applications and all of that. Have you seen a big change in the way people are looking to get these resources taken care of?
Absolutely. And even since, I mean, I've been here 4 years, and even in the 4 years I've been here, I've seen a huge increase in basically, you know, the old way of applying to a job in general. You would, you know, submit your resume. Maybe they have stacks of reels to go through. Obviously, word of mouth was still important, but a lot of times people would use the huge, big, all-encompassing job boards.
Right.
And even in the last few years, it's just gotten more and more important to be very focused. So if you are on like your niche job board, like if you're a professional makeup artist, you should be, it's way more important for you to be involved online and offline in those very particular markets and segments and kind of owning that area versus kind of having a million profiles across the board in all these different venues.
That's true.
And then of course, with people who have reels, they need to be more impactful more quickly, I would say, than ever, because as we said before, people's attention spans are shorter.
Sure.
And as easy as it is to find you, it's also easier to find your competition.
Right.
So again, we were just doing the quick Google thing, and you click a few things. Are people seeing you? Are they seeing someone else? You know, any possible way you can have for free, especially to show off what you do and what you do best, is important. And yeah. To keep your profiles everywhere, you know, consistent, show progression. And then, of course, staying ahead with the industry trends is vital. Make sure you're going to all the major news events, festivals, webinars. You know, even if you can't get to everything, there's, like, no excuse to be not up to date on everything because everything's online, including, like, streaming from the conferences, the webinars.
Right.
So it's really hard to not to – you almost have to avoid, like, the – continuous stream of learning opportunities available. So
that's right. You sort of have no excuse.
Take advantage of them.
Yeah, you have mm-hmm. no excuse. So do you feel like the hiring companies, or not just hiring, but the hiring, the renting, the companies that need the resources are waiting longer? Are they waiting to the last minute maybe now because they know go online and just grab somebody?
I don't think so. I think they feel, if anything, everyone expects things yesterday. And
yeah.
if anything, people are almost entitled. You know, they're rightfully entitled, though, because this is probably a good time for me to explain how our job site works. We have, of course, a typical job service where you can apply to jobs and, you know, employers can view and compare your reels and everything like that. But then we also have my favorite part of our site is called the request engine. Where, and you guys can use this too, if you're in a project, say you're a few hours north of Atlanta or something, going somewhere where maybe you don't have your whole crew with you, or you need a, you know, a makeup artist or something, you can quickly say everything you're looking for free, and we actually will match you to the people that fit that, and usually within minutes, 24, 48 hours tops, you'll actually have bids to your inbox of people, so it puts you in the hiring manager position, basically. So that's a quick, easy form on our site that I definitely encourage people to use. And of course, the people on our site are getting matched to those jobs. It's almost like the seeker jobs, you know, because these are the contracted jobs that people need for projects, which, as you know, even if you have a full-time job, you might also be a part-time editor or a freelance designer, or everyone has like three jobs right now. So, I definitely recommend putting up your profile to be possibly seeing those opportunities as well. But like we were talking about, employers, I had to actually instill job alerts on our site, because people coming to our site to see the newest jobs, I guess that wasn't long enough. That was still too long for them to respond. So we have, now they're notified like as they happen with job alerts.
So is that an email thing?
Yeah, if you're on our website and you click jobs, there's a little button on the right that says sign up for job alerts.
I gotcha.
And you can, and those are, you know, you can customize that and turn them off when you want. And then, of course, you can also click, like, the RSS feed if you just want to subscribe to certain feeds, so you're always aware.
Right. Okay. Can you get a text message, too? Like, what are my other options? Can I get a text? No? Is that later? Is that coming down the road? Not yet? Okay. All right. I'll hold my breath until you get that. Okay. So the interview's over. I'm going to be holding my breath now. No, I'm kidding.
Well, because it does it. I feel like 5 to 7 days is the new 30 days, you know?
Yeah.
We had to shorten our time frame on, 7 days is too long to respond to a job now.
Yeah.
And
there's so much competition, too.
Yeah. I used to say for our request engine people, like, again, if it's an ad agency or corporation saying, I want this, this, or this, or even a studio, whatever, we used to say, oh, you'll get responses within 24 to 48 hours. But now we're like, let's just say what it is. It's within minutes, because if they want it, if you want that job, you will respond right away.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if someone likes you and they're more comfortable with you first, why are they going to wait around? So.
Right. The first one's
definitely a huge change.
The first few people in the door have the best shot, certainly, because they're like you said, if the first resume that comes in is great, why do I need to keep looking? You know.
Right.
Interesting. So aside from the speed changing so dramatically, are there any other industry trends that you kind of see in this hiring world for media and entertainment?
Well, let me see here. I mean, I have a lot I could talk about too for, first of all, I think depending on the market, but especially when it comes to the video, anything related to the technology, like video design, I think people are getting more advanced, even younger than they used to be.
Yeah.
So it's almost like more cutthroat than ever. So if you do have an online portfolio or a website, I was just going to throw out a few tips, you know, make sure you have search-friendly URLs, avoid flash, make sure you're tagging like your video descriptions and your image descriptions, having really updated content. And if you have like a blog or a video series or anything to kind of show off what you do instead of just saying what you do,
sure.
I think that helps just kind of position you a little bit. Because I was telling someone this the other day, like some people get frustrated because nobody likes to toot their own horn. Well, right. Some people do, but I used to be really bad at this. Nobody likes to toot their own horn, but then they'll get frustrated because they'll see like, why is my competitor, who's not even half as good as me, getting all these clients and they're all over the web? And, you know, even though some people are very old school and they don't think online is not the end all be all, but at the same time, you do have to, you know, just, you're not saying drink the Kool-Aid, but you do have to make sure that you are getting found and that what people are seeing is just as impressive, if not more, than your competition.
Right.
Like, would you hire you if you pulled up a few different things?
Right. I wouldn't hire me. No, I would hire me. Of course I would hire me. No, I hear what you're saying
now. The other thing I was going to say is being able to effectively use social media. Some people, like I say, go a little crazy. You probably have a Twitter or Facebook and or a LinkedIn. I would just say it's very important to customize your content for those audiences. If you're like a lot of people and, you know, Facebook's your personal and sometimes LinkedIn is one of your professional ones, I would just make sure that you're using them correct. Like I would never say the same thing I would just say to on my Facebook friend page maybe as to my LinkedIn people. So just making sure that you're on LinkedIn answering questions. You can become an expert on certain things so people find you that way. On Twitter, make sure you're following the right people, leaving intelligent content. You know, follow the trending topics that are important to you.
You
that's
what?
A whole other way people can find you.
It's so tiring, though. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know. I find it so tiring because I think you mentioned this earlier. There are so many different sites now.
Yes.
Between, forget just all the ones you just mentioned, the Twittering and the
right.
and the LinkedIn and the Facebook and whatever. I'm saying it like I'm a
right.
thousand years old, which I'm not. But you know, there's all of
sure.
that. But then there are the jobs, you know, the industry specific ones. So obviously Production Hub for production jobs. And, the, you know, there's all kinds
mm-hmm.
of places for actors and there's all kinds of places. And you have to be a little bit selective, I think, about where
absolutely.
You do focus your time, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what I'm always saying. Like, it's much more beneficial to you to be very active and like an influencer maybe in one or two major, you know, organizations, groups, online or offline.
Right.
As opposed to just having like a cobwebbed profile and, you know, in everything.
Right. I think that's, and
so.
You know, it also can get costly. I mean, I don't know. You know, obviously there's lots of free things out there and I guess we should talk about that for people that are job seeking there. Is there a cost mm-hmm. on Production Hub?
No, we actually, we're completely free to search and find people.
Okay.
We, you know, we're always promoting. We want my goal at the end of the day is to everyone who's looking for a job is getting a job from my site. And if they're having problems, call us. We'll figure out how to make it work.
I like that.
So it's free for you to search. It's free for you to respond to jobs. It's free for you to make requests. Like when you're looking for those contracted positions on projects. And it's free for you to make your profile and at least your free basic profile. So you get your feet wet, get your foot in the door, see how our site works. When you like it, call us back. No. Because of course, just like anything, if you want to be at the very top, kind of own your city or state or category, obviously you can, there's paid opportunities to upgrade and be found in more areas.
I gotcha.
So that's how, you know, that's how we, you know, that's the only thing you could really buy.
You guys have to make money. We get it.
And then, yeah. And then, you know, we do have very awesome advertisers. We have Sony, Canon, Panasonic.
Very cool.
So that's one thing. But, yeah, you can definitely pay to be upgraded. Because, you know, there's some areas. Like, if you're a camera operator in L.A. or an editor in New York, like you kind of have to be. So
you have to differentiate yourself.
Because there's just so many, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a good point. And so that's where I was sort of going with that. It's sort of like you have to sort of focus your internet time and money because, you know, I found that over the years I end up signing up for 20 million different things. And then all of a sudden I realize like I'm bleeding money because I'm paying. It's not, none of them are expensive, but by the time you add them all together, you know, I could have had a new car, you know?
Sure.
So yeah, you have to be careful about that. So that's, I think, one of the reasons.
Yeah, definitely the ones that you see the most results because time is money now. And I'm the same way. Like, I kind of stopped using, for personal reasons, like, I stopped using Twitter and Facebook. I completely stopped using it, obviously, for professional, but I barely even have time to. I'm like, you know, if you want me, you can call me now.
Yeah, exactly.
For that kind of stuff. So I focus more on, again, obviously Production Hub, but then, you know, sometimes I'll LinkedIn if there's a question I want to ask random people or something like that. But it's definitely whatever you see the most results in.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So.
It's interesting. So Production Hub, though, is very specific, obviously, for this industry. And so that is a good place, hopefully, for people to focus their time and find what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So we should ask,
yeah.
because I always like to know the personal side. How did you get into this business?
That's a great question. I actually was, my background was advertising and public relations.
Okay.
I graduated from UCF in Central Florida.
Okay.
And I always had like a journalism degree also. So I love to write basically. And I was the assistant publisher for Create Magazine, which was a national magazine for the creative industries. I don't know if you remember it, but it was a gorgeous publication, but it did get bought out a few years ago.
Gotcha.
And when it got bought out, they basically people bought it, so the competition bought it, so it would be over. So
I gotcha. Okay.
That's sad.
Aww.
But as soon as that was happening, Production Hub had always been a partner of Create, so that's how I knew of Production Hub. So it was actually a really natural. I freelanced for a little bit, but it was pretty much a natural progression to come here. It was very It's a, you know, a wonderful place to work and a great environment. So I kind of just fell in love with Production Hub here. So
that's nice.
I started as a marketing coordinator and then a marketing manager, and now I'm the director of marketing. So.
And where are you located? Where are you calling from?
We're actually in Orlando.
Oh, that's nice.
Our headquarters, just because, like I said, that's just so happened to be where our president lives.
Yeah.
But we do have people in New York, L.A., and we are looking for, I don't know if this is up on our job board right this second, but I have to put it up if it's not. But we're actually looking for a few sales reps, I think in Chicago, maybe D.C. There was a few people, so check back our job board for that as well.
Any in Atlanta? So. Are you looking for anybody in Atlanta or not so much? Since this is an Atlanta-based show.
Yes. That is actually one of the reasons I went to get connected.
So, yes.
Please. Yes, we really are. So
people should look for the postings on your site, or how should they get in touch with you?
If you go to jobs in Atlanta, it should be, I'll feature it, so it's at the top.
Okay.
So, check that out.
Excellent.
We were looking for, like a sales marketing rep. So something maybe part-time.
Very cool.
For somebody maybe in the industry anyway. So
yeah.
That would probably be a really good fit. Thank you for reminding me to say that.
You know what? I am here for you, Katrina. That is why I'm here. I am here to make you look good. Aside from the obvious productionhub.com, is there anything else people should be looking for when they go on the site the first time? Is there a specific section that for newbies or anything like that?
Basically, we have there's two things. If you have never come on, you'll see kind of like a splash page, like an overview of our site. So you want to just click in the top right corner, sign up, and that just gets you your like username login, just so you never have to do that again. Just and that's what you would use to, you know, post press releases, if you want to post a video, if you want to go ahead and create your profile right then. You just kind of need your login to do anything, to respond to jobs, etc.
Gotcha.
That takes like 2 seconds. But our navigation's pretty simple. I mean, if you needed to search for something, you can click the directory. The request engine's up there, the thing I definitely want you guys to check out, and let me know if you have any questions about that.
Yeah.
We also have, I don't think I mentioned this, we have a really awesome events calendar too, which has local workshops, mixers like Get Connected. So any training events or conferences that would be going on that are related to the industry, feel free to post the events there if you have some. And if not, you know, you can definitely search and see if there's anything cool going on in your area coming up.
That's very cool. Is it free to post events as well?
Yes.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Look at this resource we're bringing.
Yeah, it's free to post. And if it's something, you can always reach out to me if it's something that you think would be a great partnership. If it's something maybe annual or that you do once a month, like Get Connected reached out to us and that was a great partnership. So, and then we also have our classifieds, which is our pro classifieds. It's kind of like Craigslist without the crap, you know.
I like that explanation.
If you're a professional, you're selling a real, you know, important piece of equipment that you just use, this would be the audience to probably post that. And most of our stuff on here, it's free to post, or you can pay a little bit to feature it.
And if I had to do a quote from this interview, it would be that, Craigslist without the crap. I love it. Great quote. Because everyone who's been on Craigslist knows about the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two other things, we also have our news area. We have some of our awesome news partners, some of the top magazines, you know, HD Video Pro, CGW, Movie Maker, Post Magazine. So you can check out their recent feeds there. And then we also just launched our blog a few months ago. You can just click blog and check that out and tell us what you think. We do a lot of our event coverage. We'll go to panels. We'll write, you know, some notes on what we saw. We do a lot of industry leader Q&As and a lot of guest posts.
Do you do some of that writing since you like to write? Some of the blog?
I do some of it.
You do?
Yes. Right. There's always something to write. Well, there's the other day I did like 50 pages of emails I rewrote. So.
Oh, well, that's always fun.
You don't have to worry about that.
So now will you be writing a screenplay or something at some point? Should we be looking for, you know, your name on the credits?
No. You know, as much as I love to write for a purpose. Like, I love to write for, you know, I want these people to know about us, or I want this to happen, and I want to write it, and I want to see the results instantly. So
none of this writing and waiting.
I've never been able to write. Like, I tried writing a book, or, you know, but I can't ever finish. I don't ever want people to go away. So maybe TV would have been better for me, you know?
There you go. Short and fast. Yeah, so, maybe. Well, you know, there's always time. And there, yes. You can look on productionhub.com and find the job opportunities. So there you go. all right. Well, we're just about out of time, but I want to thank you, Katrina Diamond from productionhub.com, for being with us today.
No problem.
And we will
be here.
Yeah. Thanks. And we'll see you all next week on Showbiz Atlanta.